Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that. Kevin Pollak is that. Don't blame me. I voted for Kodos. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Hey there, James Heaney. Jenny, don't lose that Heaney. What happened that night behind the old gymnasium?
Behind the old gymnasium, well, we all got high, and then we got inside. And it turned out to be, you know what? Nobody peeled themselves like an orange, and we were fine.
Sweet. Please welcome back Jackie DeRutha!
Woohoo! Hey, guys! Woo!
J.D. Dupree, have you driven across country, and if so, what was it like the first time?
The only like long distance driving I've done is from Chicago to Atlanta, and we did it in one night, and it was for an improv festival. The rest of my team got high as shit, so it was just me and my coach alert and alive to drive for 14 hours. Wow. So it was insane, and it might have been the stupidest thing I've ever done in terms of safety.
In terms of safety, yeah. Thank you for that. Hey, there's Chris Alvarado. Super Chris Me, what does this weekend look like for you?
Fuck. Is this a trick question?
Yep.
I'm not sure what day it is. I'm sure it'll involve surfing. Uh-huh. It'll involve taking my dog for a walk and some light crying, perhaps.
Sure. We'll see.
Tears of joy or tears of sadness.
Tears of tears.
Sure.
Tears of tears. Thank you for asking the question.
You betcha.
I'm done.
And now here's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, did you and your friends ever start a band?
I'm glad you asked that because, of course, I was a member of the Craig Toby Band, which consisted of me and my friend Toby, surprisingly enough. And we released an album, very limited release, called Dance Music for Italian Rabbis. And we were about 14 years old when we dropped that.
Damn, sweet. Man. How did you distribute it at all? School?
I don't know if you remember dual cassette decks. You could dub one cassette onto another cassette.
Sure.
And I think we made a grand total of about 5 cassettes.
and they went quickly?
They went quickly.
Yeah.
Friends and family?
Yep.
Discount or?
And last, but it's Chinatown Jake for you. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Cock block the vote. Longest travel time in a car for you and why?
314 hours straight. Didn't take a break. I was driving from Topeka, Alaska, all the way down to Buriti, Argentina.
And back again.
I was actually there part of a management group to distribute Craig's music, but I got the call too late. And by the time we were in Argentina, there were no records to sell. It was only on 5 tapes, like you said. Uh-huh. It was a disaster.
Did you try to remember the name of it just now?
Yeah, I did.
Craig and Toby.
Craig and Toby, no, you got first billing.
Dance Music for Italian Rabbis.
That's how could you forget that?
I don't know, man. I'm going through a lot right now, okay?
And it's obviously going to play big in Argentina with a title like that.
All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our Patreon VIPs to become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like, a video of this. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please do so by writing to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.com.
Scene number one, in fact, comes from Mr. Andre, who wrote, "Howdy, alchemists. Kevin recently-ish mentioned that he loves and responds to about 97% of reader emails. I guess I'm in that 3%. As I have written twice and not received a single response."
Whoa.
"It is what it is, I guess. Ha ha. Anyway, I still love the show. My suggestion is, I miss the Olympics. Can you please do a scene about a group of people demanding that the Olympics bring back tug of war? Thanks. All the best. Andre in Norway. Have a great day."
You guys cannot just barge in on my office. This is not
We got to say this.
Okay. Look. We're athletes, okay?
Uh-huh. Top athletes.
You didn't have to wear uniforms to prove that.
We're the highest. We're high.
And listen, I'm on the second floor here.
If I may.
And you're all out of breath.
I represent my country as best I can while also being a rabbi. And I would like it how to get into this particular Olympics, yeah?
Wait, you didn't run up? How are you not out of breath?
He was here. He was scheduled to be here right now. Okay, you guys just barged in.
We can wait.
My fingers are tingling. Holy shit.
I took a trolley to an elevator and got off.
All right. I'm so sorry, Rabbi. Let us finish up our conversation first. You guys catch your breath, and I'll be with you in a moment. All right. So you would like to represent your country in the Olympics next year.
Yeah.
Could you please shush? Rabbi, what exact sport would you be willing to perform in the Olympics?
Well, I am good at the ping pong.
Okay.
A ping pong.
I'm so sorry. Hold on. You guys are being disrespectful to this rabbi from... where are you from, Rabbi?
If I may, I would appreciate if you'd refer to me as an athlete. You could stop saying a rabbi over and over again.
Okay, athlete. How about just a first name?
Giuseppe.
Okay, Giuseppe. So, what country are you from?
Calibre.
Guys, you are really distracting. I'm in the middle of official Olympic business here.
There's a
Rabbi, please. What
Calibre.
Country are you from?
Calibre. I'm from Italy, in a little town of Calibre.
Okay, I've heard of Italy, all right. And your sport is ping pong. Let me just write that down here.
It's a lot of questions, okay. Who are you?
Well, I just want to make sure. I'm the president of the Olympics committee.
You're in his office. You're in his office.
Yes.
You just came in here? You thought he was like...
Okay. You know what, Rabbi? Sit down. These guys seem to know the process better than you. So I'll take one of you, and stop calling me a rabbi.
If for the record, you could have been the man who cleans this office, no?
Wow, that's...
What? Are you talking to me that I could be the man that cleans? Look at this picture of my family on the desk.
This is a happy family. When I walk in, you seem to be wiping something. Not for nothing.
Now, Bruce, listen. I understand that taking this news might be a little hard, but I don't know if the Olympic Committee is going to allow tug of war to happen this year. Okay.
What?
Now, calm down. Now, calm down, Bruce. Just calm down. All right. Now, look. Okay. I understand. Put a lot of time and energy in this, but there's other categories that we can support.
I got a new pair of gloves.
I know, Bruce.
So I don't get rope burn.
Which is great. Which is fantastic. Which we've been talking about, right? So I just think maybe the pole vault, right? That uses your hands.
I spent a lot on those gloves.
All right, Bruce, how much did you spend on the gloves? I'll pay you back.
$80.
$80? Where did you go?
Yeah, so we got gloves over there. We got gloves over there. Gloves over here. Gloves everywhere.
This is Glove Mart, right?
Jesus Christ, you're gigantic.
Thanks. I'm an Olympic athlete. Trying to be.
What, trying? There's no trying. What are you, 8'2"?
Yeah, 8'2", 500 pounds.
Wow, damn. Damn, that's a big-ass hand.
People are trying to recruit me for a lot of different sports.
Oh, I can see why. All right, dude, listen.
I tried water polo and I displaced the entire pool.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Look, I'm going to be honest with you, dude. We probably have gloves your size, but it's going to cost you. I mean, it's really going to cost you.
No, sir, you cannot use the Wendy's bathroom, okay, sir? You just can't, all right? I'm sorry.
I had a triple and a Frosty. I was dipping my fries into the Frosty, and I got to use the bathroom right now.
Sir, you cannot. The bathrooms will not be able to hold you, sir. I can't allow that.
There's room.
Babe, be honest with me. Do you think that if I devoted the next 4 years of my life 100% to training, I could go to the next Olympics?
Baby, there's nothing you can't do.
Okay. Now, mind you, I want to go for skeleton. I've never seen snow, but I feel like with the amount of time that I'm willing to put into it. Solid 4 years. No sleep. Barely eating.
Is that the one where you're just, your face is going forward and you're going down an ice tube? Is that the...
I'm not sure. Right. I mostly picked it because the name.
Oh, it is I hit the bag. Well, you tell me you want to come in here and train to be a skeleton? Is that right?
Yeah, I want to be a skeleton.
All right, hit the bag. Keep hitting the bag, boys. Keep hitting the bag. Now listen to me. If you want to be a skeleton, it's going to take a lot of work, all right? You understand?
Oh, God!
Yeah, I'm I'm actually
ready to devote four years.
I'm ready to devote 4 whole years.
Well, you better ready to devote more than that, all right? Uh-oh. It's going to take a long time. Keep hitting the bag. Keep hitting the bag. All right, how strong are your bones?
My bones? Well, I've never broken one.
Oh, here, punch this cinder block, eh?
Okay, no problem.
Oh, my God. Holy shit, your bones are shattered. Hey, keep in that bag, all right?
They're all poking out of the skin.
It's all right.
All right, miss, just calm down. Why don't you first tell me how you got this injury, please?
I simply punched a cinder block. But for an Olympian, don't you think I should be able to do that?
I'm sorry. What? That's hilarious. Are you a comedian? You punched a cinder block. What?
I'm an executive assistant to a man who sells fancy pens.
Right?
You know, like the $100 pens that you get people for graduation.
Super dupe. Let's go back to you punching that cinder block now. Okay. I'm trying to stop the bleeding. What the hell?
I punched it with full force. I put my hips into it. Right? My dad did teach me how to punch. I've never punched anything.
Well, that's good.
But I do know, you know, hide the thumbs. You don't want those breaking. Unfortunately, the rest of my fist absolutely shattered.
Yikes. Okay. Can you hold your hand straight up in the air, please?
Oh. Is it our turn? We got something to... We want to talk.
All right. Okay, I've got time for you now. I'm so sorry. But I'm excited to see that rabbi play ping pong. He's going to make his country proud. So what do we got?
Hold on, Stevie.
Stevie,
we're up. We're
Stevie.
Up.
Stevie, get up.
Oh, God, Stevie. Not again. Stevie, wake up. Hey, wake
get
up.
Get the smelling salt. Get the smelling salt.
All right, I got some smelling salts in my drawer. Here you go.
We got our own.
All right, okay.
Okay, Stevie. Come on, Stevie.
Stevie, smell this. Give him the kiss
Stevie.
Of life.
Give
him the kiss
of
life.
Give him the kiss
of life.
I'm not doing that. You do it, Janine.
But the last time I did, he got some kind of weird rash on his mouth. Yeah. I don't want to do that again. Give him the kiss of life.
Okay, God damn it. Right.
Oh. Thank you, sir. I think you're supposed to blow.
Yeah, you got to blow.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. I thought it was a kiss. God.
Right. It's more of like an open mouth.
Like, what, Janine? Show him, Janine. Just do
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll show him, but okay. Okay. I'll show him. All okay, right. Here we go. Okay, I'm opening your mouth now. Come on, Steve.
Stevie.
Okay, here we go.
Stevie.
Watch this. Watch this. No, he's not.
Okay, can you do compressions while I do this? This is totally pointless without the compressions.
All right.
Just squeeze his boobies. Just like this. Yeah.
That's not okay.
Let's do it.
They're hard as a rock.
Woo! I'm getting tired.
Okay.
Oh, I'm getting lightheaded.
Okay, it's okay. Relax. Everyone relax.
Okay.
Truth is, I mean, he'll probably come back in a second anyway.
Okay.
He'll probably just revive himself.
Okay, I feel uncomfortable, like we should report this or something.
Nah.
Excuse me, is this where you lobby for new Olympic sports?
Yes, it is. I'm so sorry. As you can see, I've got a group in here right now. Are you supposed to be here for it? I guess it is your time.
My name is Father Menachem. I am a Catholic priest from Israel.
Come in. Excuse me. There, actually, maybe we could use a last rites here. I think this man's dead.
Okay. Last rites.
Yes. No, he's fine.
Are you sure? Yeah. Okay. Look.
I'll take him out. Come on.
I just want to play Rabbi Giuseppe in ping pong. He is my top rival in all things. So.
Oh, you know Giuseppe.
I do know Rabbi Giuseppe. And
honestly, he was just here moments ago. Let me write your name down. This is great because we didn't have anybody else that was a rabbi to play against him. I don't know for sure.
I am not a rabbi. I am a Catholic priest from Israel.
I mean, that's what I meant. Just we didn't have other religious leaders because you're representing Catholicism.
I'm representing myself.
Oh, you're okay. So here's the thing: is 9 times out of 10, Olympics are countries that are competing against each other. But we're making a slight exception for some different religious leaders to battle out this year.
Good, good. I like it.
So far, it's just you and the rabbi, Giuseppe.
That's
so
all I
I'm
going to
put you guys down. I'm thinking
that son of a bitch. Yes.
Wow, that's strong language. But we'll have that for a nice opening night.
Olympic committee, everyone pass around the rings. Touch the rings. Touch the rings. Touch the rings. Touch the rings. Nice. Everyone rise for President Pimplecock.
Everybody stand up.
President Pimplecock.
Okay, everybody, please be seated. Please be seated. I do appreciate all the attention. No applause necessary. This is a job. This is just a job.
Presidente, okay. Presidente, this is Giuseppe. Yes. I got a question, please.
Ooh, I don't know if you're supposed to be here, but okay.
Where are your people from with the name like a Pimplecock?
Well, it's an American name. Was it? Did you say good question or what?
I did.
Oh, yeah, it's an American name.
Excuse me, I don't know if this is an appropriate time.
Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
What is that? Sorry, I just ate a shit ton of Wendy's, okay? I had like 3 triples. I had a Baconator, and because I'm training. I'm in training right now. What happened to Tug of War?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Bruce.
Bruce.
I spent $80 on these gloves. Also, I bought a shitload of commemorative pens at $100 each that say Tug of War is now an Olympic sport.
Where'd you get those gloves? Why is it so $80?
Bruce. I like the sound of this tug of war.
Well, okay, so here's the thing, Bruce. So we have a room. It's just down the hallway. It's for potential sports.
Bruce, don't go there. Bruce, don't go. Don't go. I beg you, don't go to that room.
It's full of snakes. What happens to that room, Rabbi?
It's full of snakes. It's not pretty. Do you like things in your anal canal?
Okay, Giuseppe, you're not part of the Olympic committee.
It takes me a while to feel
okay?
them.
You're not a part of this Olympic committee.
The snakes, they go up in your butt.
Okay, listen.
They're trained to find your hole.
Sorry. I just wandered in here. Well, you're really big. I'm looking to be in the Olympics as a skeleton, and don't be alarmed by my current appearance. Yes, I got rid of most of my skin so that my bones are a lot showing.
Jesus Christ.
But is that not commitment? Is that not Olympian?
I have a question for you, ma'am.
Yeah.
How did you find this room exactly? How is everybody knowing to come here?
I put arrows on paper to point out this. For anybody that didn't know how to get here, so I think I might have led them here. My bad.
I did, yeah. I saw you.
They were red. The arrows were red.
Sorry.
Classic Pimplecock.
Well, it was to help you guys. Did you guys have a hard time finding the room?
No.
I didn't want you to find the room.
Sorry.
I mean, you did say the arrows were for anyone who couldn't find the room. So,
All right. Guys, let's go by the rule book here. All right, Miss and Sir Bruce. Now, these are the official Olympic rings. Will you take one of those? And you take one of those? Take one of those,
so
please.
Heavy. Ow.
I can put it around my pinky.
If you can break one of these rings, you're officially in the Olympics.
Ding. What else do you got for me to do?
Oh, shit. Whoa, Jesus Christ.
Holy crap.
Yeah, how about that tug of war? That sounds so good, eh?
Yeah, I can. I can contribute.
Hey, a big giant! Let's practice you and me with the tug of war.
Okay,
you got
the fancy gloves.
Use me as the rope.
Let's use the skeleton until that breaks.
And if you don't mind, I want to play in the Giants team because I want to beat the shit out of Rabbi Giuseppe.
So a rabbi, a Catholic. Priest, a giant
walk into a bar.
And that's scene one. That's great. That's just great. That's lovely. Yeah, they walk into a bar and they buy it. Is the old two Jews walk into a bar.
Scene two comes to us from patron VIP Allison, who wrote, "Hi, Kevin, you guys are the only podcast I've actually ever listened to. I almost feel bad for Allison.
No.
I started listening back in January when I ran out of Audible credits, and I promised myself that I wouldn't make a scene until I fully caught up. Wouldn't make a scene. I think you mean suggest a scene? Definitely don't. Okay. Life is hard.
Kevin, you're making a scene.
I'm making a scene. Life is hard, and I appreciate all of you for bringing some levity. Scene suggestion. The ancient origins of Taco Tuesday. Thank you all. Allison from Philadelphia.
Now, if you follow me right over here. Right over here is what was used as a ceremonial dining area. All right. Now, this whole
can
area.
Can I eat that?
No. Well, these are all just displays. These are all.
It looked really good.
In times it was. Now, the ancient Egyptians used a lot of the same ingredients
saliva's
that are
just
around.
Filling my mouth.
I'll give you $15 if she can have a little taste.
I wasn't $15. Even hungry. They just look so good.
Come on. Nobody's watching. It's a private tour.
This isn't real food. These are just display.
You
want to
see what kind of freaky stuff I can eat?
What the?
Come on. Look, I'll give you $20.
One time I ate the roll of toilet paper, not the paper, but the cardboard roll. I ate that.
Right, yeah, I was just passing by, and I want to offer $20 more. I'll match what he's putting there.
Yeah, actually, right. I want to throw one too. Let's see how crazy we can get with this shit. Okay, let's see. Okay, you know what? Okay, I normally don't take tours over here because it's actually an active archaeological site. But if we go down this little ravine right here, we can go into what actually is Saqqara Rock. Okay, this is a tomb that was just unearthed. Okay, it's a complete tomb. It's crazy
can I eat
stuff.
It?
Yes. Shit. So let's just go. Yeah. Okay. So let's just go down here.
Saqqara Rock. I've never heard of that.
Well, all right, here we go.
Is that
ready?
Like Saqqara Rock?
No. What?
Well, I guess a long time ago they couldn't fill up the insides of things with air, so they probably had to do it with rock.
Hold on a second. Explain to me what you mean, because I can't move my legs until you explain to me what you mean.
Are you talking to me? Well, you told me that we're about to see the Saqqara Rock, and I imagine, I don't know, I'm not an archaeologist. But I imagine you're about to show us the origins of soccer. Right? Am I wrong?
I mean, that's totally different than what I thought you said. You said they couldn't fill up things with air. I think that's
obviously
what you said.
Like, how are you going to pump up a ball back in, what is this, the 1000s? I don't know what this is. When is this? You're not going to pump up a ball. You're going to probably have to play with whatever's round. And what's round, they can get kicked and not break a rock. Soccer rock.
Let the man tell you what date it was. Was it 10-100?
I mean, it was 10,000 BC.
Oh.
Happy now, Saqqara Rock?
I will be when I see it.
Okay.
I'll be happy when I eat it.
Can she eat something, please?
I'm sorry. My legs just started working again. Let's go. All right.
Do you have any, like, old tacos or something?
Old tacos.
Or old burgers tacos. Or milkshakes? Was there something like that in 1000 BC?
Okay, let me get my iPhone out. Do you see this hieroglyph right here?
Yeah.
Okay, what does that look like?
Triangle.
Can you help me with another question about... tour guides. Can you help me, please? Yeah. I have a problem with BC because I don't believe in Christ.
British Columbia?
Nope. Oh. When you say 1000 BC, I'm assuming you mean what everyone else does before Christ. I don't believe there was a Christ, so how do we do this?
I mean, you just go by the numbers. You don't. I mean,
so it's 3,000 years and 20 from now ago.
No, this is 10,000 years before Christ.
Okay, Jesus.
So we're talking
12,020.
I'm not an archaeologist, but I don't think that's what BC stands for.
Really? What do you think?
Citizens of Saqqara Rock. It is the ceremonial second day of the week. A week. A day we have yet to name. Please partake of this offering from the gods in a corn or possibly flour wrapper.
This is good. This can we shout out some suggestions for naming today?
Well, I am the shaman of this tribe.
We'll just toss around a couple ideas. Maybe you might like something.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
All right. I'm thinking we'll name today Balloon.
Is this carnitas or no?
There's carnitas. Those are carnitas in that tray. Okay.
Nice.
And that's carne asada.
Oh,
right there. And then there's a vegan option further down. There's a V right on there.
No, al pastor, I'm out of here.
Wait,
come back. Lost another one to another tribe.
Oh, you know what? I got a name for this day of second. How about we call it?
I said balloon day.
Okay, balloon day is on the table.
Yeah,
okay.
We're not pitching. I thought...
It's an option.
I liked Balloon Day, dude. I
don't think you're
going to
get a lot
bad.
Of support for that.
It just felt like nobody was into it.
I said it was good, man. Okay. I said it was good.
What's your idea?
Now I'm in my head, man. Now I don't feel like I could open up.
You had an idea.
How
tell
about
us,
fart
Devin.
Fart Day. Can we call it Fart Day?
Fart Day?
Fart Day? Okay.
Okay. I'm writing all this down. There's no bad ideas.
How are you writing it down?
He wrote down a triangle. That's it.
Yes, I am the only one who knows the symbols that I write with. That's why I'm the shaman of this tribe.
Okay.
Oh, that's why. So you're not an elected official.
I have elected myself.
Fair.
Yeah, that does raise a lot of questions.
Devin, what's your idea?
It's a
come
triple
on, Devin.
What?
Triple stack.
Triple stack.
Triple stack.
No.
Triple stack day.
Triple stack.
Oh, triple stack. Well, I thought you were suggesting having a margarita.
Oh, do we have?
Well, I can't do them frozen, but I can do on the rocks with triple sec.
Professor, look at this. It looks like a very early margarita machine deep inside this tomb right here. It looks like there was a whole buffet, maybe even a lounge area where there were singers and dancers. It seems like the whole community and culture at this point was
you're
very
cute,
much
Sarah. You know that? I like your dimples.
Thank you. Not many people have them right above their eyebrows.
You do. You're special. That's why, Sarah. You're special.
So.
Gosh. You think I look sexy when I smoke this pipe?
I mean, if it was lit.
When I hold it, it's like. You know, I'm married, but I'm not in love.
So everything.
Sarah, are you okay? You look fucked up.
Oh my God. I beat the shit out of my fucking boss.
Oh my God.
The shit out of him. Yeah. I left this body in the fucking cave. I left this body in this cave. I sealed it back
alive?
Up. I don't know.
You'd sealed it?
Oh, I sealed God. That shit up and we gotta wait 10,000 years. We gotta wait 10,000 years before we open it. Promise me we'll wait 10,000 years before we reopen it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, God, if I could, yeah. God willing, I'm here in 10,000 years. I will definitely wait that long to reopen it. Sarah.
Wait, did you Venmo me or not yet?
For Taco Tuesday?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I Venmoed you on the spot on Tuesday.
Well, I'm just looking at my receipts. There's nothing.
Sarah, I'm sorry. I will. It's not like a paying thing. It's like not me trying to dodge paying you back. It's more of just like you in essence just killed a man and I'm having.
No, I didn't.
I'm having it. Well, but
no,
you did,
I knocked
Sarah.
Him out and then I sealed it up.
Sarah, we have to talk about the implications, you know, like what's going to happen to this man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that we should get him out. I don't know what he did, but if it was enough, then I believe, you know.
It's just a fucking like creepo, and then he wouldn't even smoke creepos. A pipe. He wouldn't even
he wouldn't
smoke
even
a fucking
smoke a pipe.
I was trying to get him to smoke a pipe and he wouldn't do it. Listen, just Venmo me and then it's done. It's just done if you Venmo me.
I mean, but it's not done.
Shaman. I got confused. All right. So, what are the names that we've landed on?
Okay. Well, these are the options. We have balloon. We have fart day. We have triple stack. I'm throwing in Tuesday as an option because it's the second day. Two.
Oh, that's that's good. That's funny too.
I also like the fact that it's plural. It's like many todays at the same time because we're celebrating. That's a good one.
Wait, what?
High priest.
Well, it's like 2 day, but you get more than one. It's Tuesdays.
Yes, what is it, Devin?
I have an idea for the, oh my God, for the name.
We already just calm down, catch your breath.
We gave you a shot, and then you.
Oh my God, I have an idea for the name.
Well, we're pretty good. We got Balloon Day, 2 Day, Fart Day.
Ah, bug my side.
Oh, it's Tuesday, plural 2 Day.
Oh, I'm cramping. I'm cramping.
Have some agua fresca.
Ew.
I'm eating it.
Ew. Other people are going to eat that too.
Oh.
What is it, Devin?
I just thought of a name for the day.
Okay, it might be too late to get a new name in, but go ahead.
Triple Stack.
Yeah, we have
what
that.
What the fuck is this?
You ran here for that?
Sarah, something happened, and I don't know who else to talk to.
What, you paid me?
Well, yeah, I paid you. I paid you last week, Sarah.
That was the last week.
Remember after you, in essence, killed that guy?
Oh, my God. You bring this up like it's like a thing.
It's definitely a thing, Sarah. And I can't let it go. And I need to talk to you.
Rebanka, it's not that big a deal.
Sarah, it's massive, okay? Because I was just in a predicament.
What happened?
I was at a coffee shop late, like right before they closed. No one else was there. It was 1 a.m. Yes.
Hey, we're about to close up here. It's pretty late, so everything's pretty much shut down.
I completely understand. My roommate has really loud sex, so I just kind of, if I could, sorry. I know, so I try to stay out as long as possible. Sorry. Okay, I didn't need to bring up, that's so inappropriate of me. That's so stupid to bring that up in front of you.
It's fine. It's just me and that giant over there. So if you want to, you can hang out while I close down if you want.
With
okay. I'm trying to carbo load.
Yeah, for what?
Little sporting event called the Olympics.
Oh, shit. Wow, that's really cool. I watched the Olympics once. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah? Summer or winter?
I don't know. Whatever the fuck had tandem, like, ice skating.
Uh-huh.
So whatever that was. I don't know.
Do you believe they close so early on Fart Day?
I mean, it's a travesty, to be honest.
Everybody especially down! Because... Everybody get the fuck down, oh my God, man! Oh my God. Everybody down! Just put all the coffee in this paper bag and everyone's gonna
down.
Be all right.
I am down.
Everyone calm down, all right? This guy's too big, man. This guy's too fucking
I'm on my
big.
Knees.
Well, so I took the robber's gun. I was able to wrestle it out of his hands.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Were you talking to me?
Sarah. Yeah. Sarah.
Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
I was just checking my phone. Sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, I've been like freaking out, sobbing for the past 15 minutes telling you this story.
It just snapped to me that I'm sorry.
It's been really even hard to get out the words and this is what you're doing?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, basically, I shot all three of them, tried to shoot myself. It didn't work. And then I just kind of started to run and then realized, like, oh, my God, no, this storefront's all glass. So I locked it up and then I boarded it up and then wrote, like, I don't know. I just, like, wrote, like, fuck 2020 on it, on the boards. I just thought it would look like, you know, some, you know.
Rebanka, listen to me, okay? We have to go back there and we have to write virus. Do not open,
what?
Okay?
Oh.
We have to write, okay? We have to do this.
Okay.
Do you understand me, okay? We got to make sure that people don't open this for 10,000 years. Do you understand?
I knew you were the right person to go to, Sarah, since you've already killed a man.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't.
Sarah.
I knocked him out.
I'm with you now.
But it's, you fucking shot somebody, okay?
I just killed a barista, a giant, and just another guy. Like, I don't even, he was in the bathroom. I don't know. He could have been working there. He could have been a customer. I have no idea.
So you went into the
bathroom. I scoured the place. I went to the walk-in. I scoured the place.
You hunted this guy down.
And the burglar. Oh my God, that's four guys. Wait. Am I doing my math right?
Get your math
barista,
right.
Barista, giant, one, rando two. In the bathroom, burglar. And four. Then do I do a 0.5 for myself? I well, ran out of bullets.
It. You didn't do it.
Well, but I tried and I wanted to, Sarah. I wanted to.
Look, look.
Lock me You're- up.
No.
Yes, you have to bury me somewhere. You have to. You have Stop. To find me in 10,000 years. And it,
I'm not going to do that. No.
If I am the miracle baby that gun not shooting me in the head suggests, then I will be there in 10,000 years. I will.
If you want that, I'll do that. Okay.
Cask of Amontillado, me. Put me in the wall.
Pasco Malantamano.
Okay, welcome to the 37th annual Taco Bell Convention.
Yay!
Yeah. Woo! All right, we're going to open up this year's proceedings by having one of my favorite stories, maybe in the history of the company. And I'm going to bring up the manager from Arizona. Where in Arizona? Phoenix? Flagstaff. Flagstaff, and he's going Flagstaff, to tell us Flagstaff, the story. Flagstaff.
What's going on?
Of Flagstaff, the origin of Taco Tuesday. Cliff?
Wow. Which store? Which store in Flagstaff?
Flagstaff.
Which thank store? You. Thank you. From Flagstaff, Arizona.
Which store?
Oh, big day. Store 132 downtown.
Which store?
Store 132 Taco Bell. The store, it's in region.
Yeah, which store
it's in the Taco Bell store 132. It's in Flagstaff. It's in the region.
Cliff, Cliff, they're fucking with you. It's a party.
Oh, thank God.
Tell them the story.
Okay, all right. So as everybody knows, every fart day, door. People get together for Taco Tuesday. What was that?
Hold on a second.
Shit. Hold on.
Hold on.
So
don't close the ballroom door yet.
Okay, I'm about to give a speech about Taco Tuesday.
Got a guy coming in.
Cliff, look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Okay, I'm looking. Okay.
The origin of Taco Tuesday.
Doors open,
you gotta get through this. You can do this.
Okay.
There's a reason. So when we first.
Hey, excuse me. Can I get a Mexi Melt and a bean?
You can't just walk up to the podium and talk to me here.
And a grilled stuffed burrito.
Yeah, it's open.
Tons of fire sauce with that.
What store?
132.
Taco Bell.
Is this also a Pizza Hut and KFC?
This is neither a Pizza Hut or a KFC. It's a Taco Bell.
Okay, just the grilled stuffed burrito and the Mexican melt.
Okay.
Give me a shit ton of fire sauce for that, bro.
Okay, we're
Dude,
just...
Dude, get the shit, man. We got to ride, man.
Butter up.
Oh, I see what's happening here.
Dude,
I was having another delusion.
Red,
okay, so thank you. And this is a order 132. It'll be up soon. And just,
Luke,
you know what? Take
Luke,
as much.
Get me a code red, dude.
All right, and let me get a code red for my buddy.
We haven't had code red in a long time. We just have Mountain Dew.
They got Baja Blaster.
Yeah, let me get
we
a Baja,
do have Baja
Blast code red.
Okay, listen. I think I'm going to have to close this store right now. In fact, I want you to step away from the register.
What? It's triple
close
stack.
Close the store?
Oh, God. No, don't hold the door. We're fucking closed.
You're closing the store?
We're fucking closed. Close that door.
Claire.
Luke, where's my burrito?
Hmm?
I think it was a convention center.
Oh, shit.
I think they were having a Taco Bell convention. And I think I interrupted a guy's like important like presentation or some shit.
That makes so much sense. I've never seen such a vacuous Taco Bell.
Hey man, wow, you really lost your shit up there on that.
I think I might be losing my mind.
No, honestly.
No.
Hey, you're the manager. You know what I mean? You're the manager, frankly.
I don't know if I'm going to be manager after this. I really fucked that speech up. They were counting on me. But nobody stopped that guy from coming up to me and trying to put an order in the middle of a convention speech.
I can hear somebody's heart. Is anyone else hear that heartbeat, or is that just...
Oh, my lavalier is picking up my heartbeat.
Okay.
Are you wearing a wire, man?
I was using it for the speech out there. You know what? I can't leave this bathroom. I I'm not going to go finish that. I can't go back out there. Don't make me go back out.
Wendy's, God damn it. Listen, Wendy's secret operatives. They found the fucking wire, okay? We got to get the hell out of here quickly, okay?
Oh, God.
Quickly, all right?
Everybody I'll move, go through move. The air vents.
Look, every person for themselves, you understand?
I'll go through the air vents as well.
No, Bruce, no, Bruce. No,
Bruce. That's scene two.
Scene three comes to us from Malcolm, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. I'm a big fan of the show, and I've been listening since day three or four. Close enough. Since naming favorites seems to be the norm at the beginning of people's suggestions, the local chili contest episode is such an underrated classic. You are all great. But I was especially thrilled the news that Vanessa was coming back. Anyway, my scene suggestion is as follows. Merlin, having aged backwards until childhood, is enrolled in a daycare. Thank you for the art that you make. All the best, Malcolm from Colorado."
I just don't think I have to vaccinate my kids.
Well, you do if you want to use this daycare, actually. We do have rules.
Well, actually, I live a very healthy lifestyle. My child has an active biome, active of stomach biome. So sure. Actually, it's probably safer than a lot of these kids who are getting injected with SD cards.
Well, that's first of all, I just want to clarify, SD cards are used to store memory on cameras and other
right,
recording
store different
devices.
People's memories, the government's memories in my kids.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting us know about your special child and your predicament. Unfortunately, we will not be admitting young Merlin into our daycare, but we thank you. We wish you luck.
Did you see the car I drove up in?
Yeah, it's hard to miss. It was absolutely. I didn't know that they made Hummers that big.
Yeah, well, I had to get it special made. It's a custom job. That's three Hummers stacked up together. So
yeah, and it's stacked up tall, not
yeah,
long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a little elevator in the seat. It just goes, bzz, it takes me all the way to the tippy top. Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, that is okay. And so I have money. Okay.
I completely understand. And, you know, our tuition is unwavering. But there are
Brenda,
other parents.
Brenda, I overheard this. We're kind of strapped on cash. I think we could let one child slip in. What are the odds that one kid's going to get all the rest sick? Come on, Brenda. We're dying over here.
No, I don't feel
it's
right.
It's just one kid. What are the odds that we're going to have our other kids? No, all the other ones are vaccinated. Come on, Brenda.
I'm not a
Please.
Statistician. I can't tell you the
We're going out
odds.
Of business. Please. Please.
But look at the stack of other applications. I mean, we could pick from.
What's your name, new kid?
I be Merlin.
Weird.
I be Merlin, the wizard.
Okay.
I'm 4 years old.
Got any marbles? Got any pogs? Anything worth anything?
Hey, hold up. This guy's a wizard for legit. What can you do?
Hold on. How'd you get all that? What? Based on who? Why?
He just said he was a wizard.
What? All right. It's a weird fucking day.
I can conjure any toy you want.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
What does conjure mean?
I like a fire truck. Conjure means you can pull it out of his ass, man. Don't your parents teach you anything?
Metaphorically.
Yeah. I didn't mean physically. Jesus.
That's a more advanced spell that I don't have access to.
The fire truck? Or are you
no,
pulling stuff
pulling
out, of
it out of my ass.
Look, okay. Merlin, I think the big question here is...
King Arthur.
Did you run or ride a horse?
What?
Both. I ran in here, and then when I got to the castle gates, I jumped on a horse.
You kissed a horse's ass again.
Oh, no, my liege. I have much, much more pressing news than, oh my God, the spirit is in the air. The spirit is in the air.
If you'd like what? My liege, I could just take this one out back and remove his head, if that would be
that
my
sounds
pleasure.
Good to me. Right? That sounds
Arthur,
good.
Wait, I have news of Merlin.
Wait.
Which Merlin, Spanky?
Spanky, which Merlin? My Merlin?
You're Merlin, yes, yes. Not that piece of shit that lives outside the city walls.
That all kid's right. weird.
Right? In that case, get weird. To the point. I might stop with the hell. Breathing. And what about what, this news you've got? The king awaits.
Merlin has been tricked into a spell which cast him into the young self of him and then thrown him through a time portal to another dimension.
Somewhere. Get rid of this guy. Get rid of him. Get rid of him.
No. You're
as you wish, my highness.
So, Merlin, you got any cooties? Yeah.
I can give you cooties.
Yeah, right. I've got an SD card lodged in my shoulder. Check that
Damn.
Out.
Damn.
Got a lot of memory.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Unless somebody pulled a fire truck out of their ass.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, look, we won't know where it comes from, will we?
Maybe we should show Merlin around.
Oh, yeah.
To the other kids. So, Merlin, there's a pecking order here.
Sarah, yeah. we gotta send our son John Connor back to the past, to the 2020s.
I've been wondering when. But he's gonna be...
Well, it's gonna be okay because we've got all of the virus updates on this SD card. And we're just gonna make sure that when we send him back there,
okay.
that he's protected from viruses. So I need you to insert this into his shoulder.
Yeah, let's get him fully inoculated before we send him. I also want to send one other person. I can't think of his name, but he...
Okay, all right. We don't have a lot of time.
Well, describe
please,
him.
Please listen to me. He thinks that he has memories of from the government of possibly being in a war and possibly not on Mars. It's like he's got total recall
Quaid,
or something. Quaid. And I can't think of his name,
Quaid.
But he...
Quaid.
Quaid.
Who is this? Sarah, who is this guy?
I thought he was a part of my conscious subconscious, but...
No, I can see...
Oh,
listen,
wow.
There's barely room for John Connor in this time machine. I guess...
Trust me, we've got to send back Wade. And if we could send back Quado too, that might also help.
Do you want to use the swings, John Connor?
Yeah.
I will push you on the swings.
Thank you. Are you going to be with me this whole time? Because I'm getting kind of sick of you. I like alone time.
Each of us was assigned a recess buddy. Yeah. Merlin and John Connor forever.
That's
I cast
true.
A spell to tattoo it on my forearm.
Oh, wow, that's intense.
You have a SIM card in your shoulder.
Yeah, mine's actually not an SD, it's an MFX. So if you try to put it into normal computers, you're going to have to do a lot of converting or work with proxy files. It's a little better encrypted.
Oddly enough, there's more than one kid in this daycare with a SIM card in their shoulder.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
But I'm the only wizard.
Thanks for showing me around, Merlin. I think that's really great. Again, alone time.
Can I ask you a question, John Connor?
Oh, okay.
Were you sent here from the future? You can tell me. I'm from the ancient past.
What? Yeah. And I'm from the very far future. I have a mission. But I actually don't know what it is yet. I have to go get plugged in and then that will upload my mission.
Whoa. I thought I had a convoluted backstory.
Hey, you two over there, give me your lunch money. Cough it up. Now. None
Merlin,
of that whimpering.
Merlin. Now
lunch
you're a
money.
Goose.
Merlin. I think you're my best friend I've ever had.
All right, let me just rip this man's teeth out. I love my job. I know it's a little morbid. I know it's not as traditional as they might say it's a bread maker. But I do love it. I do love it. Now, listen, when you're training, all right, now you're shadowing me, all right? Now, I want you to take on these little pliers and rip out one of them teeth right there. Just
step aside. Let me get at him then.
Yeah.
Which two feet I take?
I dealer's choice. No, no, no.
They all right?
No, 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 no.
I'm going to take this one way in the back.
No, 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 no.
Oh, look at that, Jim.
Look at that. Wow, look at that right here.
That's a long fucker.
Look, it's a beauty. It's a beauty.
Can we put one back in?
Never thought about that.
Have you done that yet?
Nah. No.
Let's try.
See what he did.
Here, take one of mine. Put that in his face.
All right. And then just hammer it.
Hey, babe. Babe, you parked your Hummers in front of the garage. Couldn't get in. Oh, but I'm here now. Give me a kiss.
Sorry, I was just on the Peloton. All right, the six Pelotons we had, I just
I don't
want to
hear
any
of that anymore. Listen, I've been all doing some math. I've been thinking. It felt like one day we didn't have a child, and then one day we did have a child, kind of fully grown.
Huh.
How do you explain that? Am I crazy? Am I crazy?
Now that you say it? Huh.
Like, I don't remember the pregnant part, and I don't remember the hospital part. Get that.
Hello?
Do you have a baby?
What?
Do you have a baby?
Oh, my God. Some fucking creepo guy just calling me asking if I have a baby.
Answer the question.
Well, you talk to him. I don't want to talk to his fucking...
Hello?
Make
me a smoothie on the Vitamixes.
Are you happy with your insurance packet?
Am I happy with my insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah, for what? I got insurance on like everything.
Home, auto, life.
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay, just checking. I'm trying to make sales.
So where the hell did that kid come from?
I don't know. I'm freaking out.
I can't believe it. I don't like my mission. Take it out of me. Take this MFX card out of me. I can't kill my best friend.
You have to. I'll take it. Go ahead.
So you'll... Okay, so if you take the card, then it's
no,
your...
No, I was saying... I was telling Marcus that I'll take this question. He's the tech. He's just the tech guy. He's the one that uploaded the mission. Listen, I'm the one who's here to say you have to do the mission.
Why me? I
can't.
Because
you're John Connor. You're from a movie that I'm not aware of, but I know you're important.
But I'm so young.
Terminator, man.
All of my lines are 80 yard.
What's up?
It's Terminator.
Marcus, you do tech stuff, so I don't really believe you.
Hey, robot dude, give me your lunch money.
Hey, no.
What are you going to do?
I honestly am not sure.
Step away from that kid.
What are you going to do about it?
Merlin,
I'll shoot you full of holes.
I'm not Merlin.
My name is Wade Quaid, and I'm from the future.
What are you going to shoot me with, Wade Quaid?
I've got a big-ass shotgun from the future.
I'm sure you do. Lay it on me.
Chukunk.
Ow! Oh, hit the side of my face.
Sorry, John Connor.
It's okay.
Look,
God.
We've got to stop Skynet from destroying the world.
Yes, Daddy. Can I call you that officially? I just don't have one, so you're the closest thing.
Hold it right there. Someone has my son. I demand his release now.
Who are you, pal?
King Arthur.
What is your problem?
And who's your son?
Yeah. Merlin.
Merlin is your son?
No way. He's way older than you. We talked. Well, what do you mean? I thought.
No, Merlin's my best friend.
No way. Wait. He's my child, though, right?
Oh, he's like your counselor,
look,
dude.
Time travel. Time travel is a bitch, man. Time
Tell
travel
me about it.
Is
Tell
a bitch.
Me about it.
And that's our show for today. Those of you writing in scene suggestions, remember, time travel, she's a bitch. Let's thank all of our alchemists for gathering on this incredible day in American history. Starting with Craig Kukowski. Kakao, thank you so much for being here, buddy.
always a pleasure. Hey, it's November now, but you can still listen to the Craigslist Spooky Times podcast that we did in October. It's evergreen. You know, it's never too late to listen to a fun podcast about some horror movies that me and my wife Carla did. You can follow us on Twitter at Craigslist PCast.
Yeah. I was listening this morning on my walk. I can't get enough and can't believe it's still happening in November. Super happy.
Maybe the scariest month after October.
As it turns out. Jackie, thanks so much for coming back. Hope you had fun.
Oh my gosh, always. Always. Thanks for having me.
Right on, right on. Look for those videos at Jackie's Instagram feed, please.
And you know, piggybacking off of Craig, I got my Christmas podcast. We do Christmas movies, not scary movies. That'll be definitely happening in December, where I, you know, talk about less loved Christmas movies.
Oh, then you can confirm for me that Gremlins is in fact a Christmas movie, as is Die Hard.
I can confirm that.
Is the criteria that the setting of the film takes place at Christmas time, or that the film itself celebrates Christmas?
Well, for this podcast, we're going Christmas all the way hardcore, and we also need it to be a bit of a B-list movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it can't be.
I've been in several of those.
I know. I saw that you were in one. I haven't watched it yet, but I was like, oh my. But basically, if you come on the pod, we won't have you talk about the one you did. That would be, that's
no,
not right.
It would be very right, and I'd be happy to do it. I look forward to it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, as long as it's a really serious B, solid B. Like Blizzard. There's a movie called Blizzard that I'm in. I play Santa Claus's apprentice. Santa Claus played by Christopher Plummer. Brilliant.
Brilliant God.
Christopher Plummer. I know.
This sounds like it might
be too
good for the pod.
Is that an action movie?
It's not great, but sounds like it might be perfect for the podcast. LeVar Burton directed, just saying. And Whoopi Goldberg does the voice of a reindeer. I've said too much.
Whoa!
Thank you. Thank you. And to Chris Alvarado, thanks so much, pal.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love you all so very much. I just realized I'm gonna plug my girlfriend's Instagram at Jess Marlowe because she's been documenting my I eat a lot of pie.
Pumpkin pie around
this time of year, specifically Costco pumpkin pies. Last year, I think I ate 5 full pumpkin pies. This year, I'm thinking about going 6, maybe 7 full Costco pumpkin pies by myself.
Good for you.
What's the
one sitting each or
between October to the end of the year these pies get consumed?
Oh, I'm thinking. I think I can do it this month in November. Okay, to be honest,
I vote yes.
So, but listen. Listen, yeah, go ahead, James.
I just need to know, are you eating the pie with one sitting, or is it like you
don't
stretch
food
that
shame
pie
him,
over
dude.
A couple days?
Don't food shame him with your coffee pumpkin dish and your hash brown.
It's not one pie in one sitting. The truth is, I think pumpkin pie is probably the world's most perfect food. And I also realized through all my life of trying to make content and be on television shows and movies, none of that's worked. But the people love the pie guy. Yeah. Yeah. So check it out, at Jess Marlowe on Instagram.
Thank you so much for that. James Heaney.
Well, thanks for just listening to Alchemy This. And I would say go on to that Reddit. It is 1 year old now.
Woo.
And I'm gonna start visiting more often. I can't believe it's been a year. Time is going so strangely now. But check out Alchemy This Pod on Reddit.
Thank you, James Heaney. Joey Greer.
Yes, sir.
Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
I've been also on that Spooktober tip on Craig's cast. Very fun.
Yes.
I've been in the shadows listening to it. I'm having a blast. Very fun. I haven't listened to the Evil Dead one, and I'm excited. That's one of my favorite movies.
Oh, I think he might be serious. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird, right?
But no, wait for it.
It's hard
Something's
to get a
happening.
Compliment from the boy who cried wolf.
Well done. Let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
Doug Bain.
Find folks at iHeartMedia.
Bum, 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 bum.
Dum, 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 dum. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you also very damn much for listening and writing in. We greatly appreciate each and every damn one of you. Please be kind to each other and wear a mask when you go outside. And God bless us, everyone, even those who don't believe. Until next time,
Alchemy is.
Alchemy is.